Indwelling power. As you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. I am in them, and you are in me. May they be completely one, so that the world may know that you sent me, and that you have loved them as you loved me. Although we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, we live on the earth. While our hearts are seated in the heavenlies, our bodies are firmly fixed on earth. While our conduct should reflect our godly status, we must also live our lives below. We were born into the human race, but have been reborn into a heavenly people. We are the true aliens in the world, and for a time are passing through a foreign land. Our home is heaven, our King is Christ, and our conduct should mirror his beauty. All born-again believers share these glories. All are participators in these privileges. All the Church of Christ are in unity with him, one with him, in union with him. And the heart of Christ is that all who believe on him are one with him. As you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. I am in them, and you are in me. May they be completely one, so that the world may know that you sent me, and that you have loved them as you loved me. We have a heavenly future, but currently we have an earthly responsibility to be one, to live in unity with one another, to reflect the Lord Jesus Christ. But we are not left to flounder in our own strength in the raging waters of this world. We are not expected to copy what Jesus did or try to be like him in our own strength. We have not been left as orphans or widows, but have been filled with his Spirit. The Lord has equipped each one of us with his Spirit of unity and his Spirit of life. We are united as one body in Christ because we have God's indwelling Spirit now. We are bedecked with the unsearchable riches of God towards us who believe, now. We are graced with all the highest privileges that God has granted to humanity, now. We are empowered with the indwelling Spirit to work in us and through us, now. In Ephesians, Paul outlines the work of the Spirit in a life that is submitted to him. Staggering promises and privileges that we have now. Promises and privileges that are listed in Ephesians. First, we have the Spirit of promise, whereby we are sealed. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1:13. Second, we have the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Ephesians 1:17. Third, we have the Spirit of power, who wrought in Christ and raised him from the dead. The exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he performed in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Ephesians 1:19-20. Fourth, we have the Spirit of access, by whom we have access to the Father. For through him we have access by one Spirit unto the Father, Ephesians 2:18. Fifth, we have the Spirit of inhabitation whereby God dwells in us. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit, Ephesians 2:22. Sixth, we have the Spirit of revelation of the mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit, Ephesians 3:5. Seventh, we have the Spirit of strength and might in the inner man. I pray that he may grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power in the inner man through his Spirit, Ephesians 3:16. Eighth, we have the Spirit of unity in the body of Christ. For there is one body and one Spirit, just as also you were called in one hope of your calling, Ephesians 4 verse 4. Ninth, we have the Spirit of fruitfulness in all goodness, righteousness and truth. For the fruit of the Spirit consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, Ephesians 5 verse 9. Tenth, we have the Spirit of fullness, making all our life spiritual. Oh, don't get drunk with wine, which leads to reckless action, but be filled by the Spirit, Ephesians 5:18. 11. We have the Spirit of truth, whose sword is the Word. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, Ephesians 6:17. 12. We have the Spirit of supplication and intercession. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with every prayer and request, and stay alert in this with all perseverance and intercessions for all the saints, Ephesians 6:18. Sometimes we have a limited understanding of all that Christ has done for us. Sometimes we have a myopic conception of the work of the Spirit in our lives today. Sometimes our comprehension falls short of the exceeding riches of God's grace to us. We live on the earth, but remember, we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Let us remedy any deficiency in our hearts as we submit to his guidance today.